From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tens of millions of Americans are traveling today, mostly by car, but many are flying to their holiday destinations, including Alyssa Mandel, who was catching a flight early this morning at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
Pleasure, especially at this hour. Early in the morning, there's no traffic getting to the airport, and it looks very nice. People are in pleasant moods.
But there are not many pleasant moods among travelers in Europe today, where wintry weather is causing more problems at a number of airports. The BBC's Matthew Price says Belgium has been especially hard hit.
Shoveling and skidding are two sounds you'll hear today in Brussels. The capital city's main airport had about 10 inches of snow overnight. It's struggling to cope. Aircraft are being diverted elsewhere, and many have been delayed from taking off.
The BBC's Matthew Price. A storm system rolling across the Plain States and the upper Midwest is expected to cause some travel challenges there today. Mike Eckert is with the National Weather Service.
Much of the Midwest, from the Central Plains through Iowa, Missouri, over into the Ohio Valley, there's going to be light snow through that area. There's a broad area of winter weather advisories for like 2 to 3 to 4 inches of snow accumulating through that area.
Holiday travelers are having to cope not only with the weather today, but also with possible extra security checks at the nation's airports. NPR's Jack Speer reports the government has information suggesting some beverage containers could be suspect.
Homeland Security Department officials say they carefully monitor information related to terrorist tactics, and they say one tactic those wishing to carry out attacks might use could include concealment of explosives inside insulated beverage containers. For that reason, the Transportation Security Administration says passengers traveling both into and within the U.S. may observe heightened security procedures surrounding those containers, including possible X-ray screenings, physical inspections, or use of explosives trace technology. Containers are currently not banned from travel. Insulated beverage containers are permitted within carry-on luggage. However, the TSA says the stricter security will apply to even empty containers at checkpoints. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
Police in India are searching for four men believed to be planning a terrorist attack on the country's financial capital, Mumbai. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the men are thought to be part of the same militant group that killed at least 166 people in Mumbai 2 years ago.
Mumbai's police commissioner told reporters that the suspects recently arrived in the city and were believed to be members of Lashkar-e-Taiba, a militant organization based in Pakistan. Indian authorities blame the group for the 2008 assault in which a team of gunmen attacked luxury hotels, a Jewish center, and other targets. The group is officially outlawed in Pakistan, but India says it receives covert support from members of Pakistan's military and intelligence services. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
This is NPR News from Washington. That's the sound of a Boy Scout group staging a Christmas Eve parade through Bethlehem, where thousands of Christian pilgrims and tourists are gathering today. Many are visiting the Church of the Nativity, where tradition holds is the site of the birth of Jesus. Inside the church today, pilgrims are lighting candles in advance of Christmas Eve Mass. Vice President Joe Biden is acknowledging that it may be tougher in the new year to work out bipartisan economic deals between the White House and Congress, such as those that characterized the lame duck session of Congress that just concluded. But Biden says even given the new Republican majority in the House and increased GOP strength in the Senate, it will still be possible to find common ground.
It is going to get tougher. I think there's going to be a need on everyone's part and a realization it's everyone's interest politically to cooperate in dealing with keeping the economy growing and beginning to address the long-term debts.
Biden interviewed on ABC's Good Morning America. He also said he thinks Americans are changing their views on the issue of same-sex marriage. An obscure Treasury Department office has reportedly been granting licenses to some major American firms to do business with companies in Iran and other nations deemed to be sponsors of terrorism. The New York Times says the licenses were issued under a provision exempting agricultural and medical humanitarian assistance from sanctions. The Times quotes an official with the Treasury's Office of Foreign Asset Control as saying that nearly 10,000 of these licenses have been granted in recent years to U.S. companies that sell products that include cigarettes, bodybuilding supplements, and even chewing gum. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.